Welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of real estate investing advice. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Today, we're continuing our series on development, and we're going to dig into a very specific topic called the geotechnical survey. Now, this may sound a little bit esoteric, but it is vital if you're looking at building a new property. So buckle up, let's get started. Today, we're talking about the geotechnical survey. What on earth is that? This is where you hire an engineering firm who will come and drill holes in your property. And what they're looking for is the makeup of the soil. And specifically, they're looking for soil stability. If you're going to build a structure, you've got to build it on something that is solid so that your house doesn't sink. In the days of Galileo, if they had a geotechnical survey, we would not have a Leaning Tower of Pisa because it would have been built on firm ground. The geotechnical survey consists of drilling boreholes to various depths so that they take that core sample and look at the makeup of the soil. They may tell you as a result of that survey that you need to go down 8 feet, 10 feet, 30 feet in order to hit something stable that is not going to behave like a fluid. If you build your house on something that is sedimentary, something that is going to be moving around, maybe something that has groundwater issues. That's another thing the geotechnical survey will identify, is if you have evidence of groundwater issues. And groundwater makes the soil behave more like a fluid than a solid. And that can definitely cause problems with water intrusion, but also with destabilizing the underlying structure of the property. Now, here's a trick. Here's a hint for you that you may want to consider. As part of your due diligence, before you buy a property, you may not want to go spend the money to do a geotechnical survey. However, if you find out who the surveyors are and you find out if they have done work in the area, those engineers may be willing to share with you some of the results for the neighboring properties with the commitment that if you purchase the property, you will use them for the geotechnical survey for your property after the purchase. So you can give you an early glimpse of what the properties around you look like from a soil stability perspective. So you can save some money, get an early glimpse of what is likely to be the case on your property because things don't vary that dramatically from one property to the next. And then you have a very good shot at having a clear picture of what your development cost will be. I can tell you from firsthand experience, if you have to drive steel pilings 30 feet down in order to stabilize your structure, that's a very different cost structure than if you're able to, you know, pour cement footings that are maybe 6 or 8 feet below grade. Very, very big difference in cost. And it's something that can dramatically affect the cost of development. I can tell you from firsthand experience, we're developing a project right now in Louisiana where we have to build a road. And this specific road was originally built by the city. So the city built the roadbed, and when we conducted the geotechnical survey, we found that they actually did not do it properly. The first 3 feet of material is actually fairly loose, not very compacted material, and it's material that's going to move around. The recommendation from the engineer was to literally strip off those top 3 feet of softer material and replace it with something that's much more stable, you know, compacted clay or something like that. There's a whole spectrum of different solutions. But the cost can vary dramatically depending on the soil stability. So as you're thinking about development projects, if you're eyeing that particular piece of property, don't conclude the purchase until you at least have a glimpse of what the soil stability looks like, and the geotech survey is the key to doing that. In the meantime, have a spectacular day. Go out, make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.